Right now on Robin Hood Radio, we're going to welcome in Brad Rebillard. Brad, we most know from real estate business that he has run for many, many years. But speaking about running, he is running for a office in Amenia, New York, as part of the Amenia Strong team. Brad, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Marshall, and I really appreciate the opportunity that you're offering me and frankly, all that you do for our community for so many years. It's so appreciated.
Oh, you're welcome, and thank you. And like I say to everybody that takes the time out of their busy lives, like I did once, to run for an office, it's not an easy thing to do. It takes a lot of your own personal time and business time. And it just shows your love of the community. So let's talk about this Amenia Strong team that has been put together. You are part of that team, and who else is part of that team with you that will be on the ballot this year in Amenia?
Right. So Julie Doran is running for town supervisor, and Jamie Pacello is running for a councilman seat, just like myself.
All right, so now the three of you obviously got together, and I see, by the way, you have an endorsement from a pretty important guy in Dutchess County, and that is the Dutchess County Sheriff.
Yes, and we've also been endorsed by Mark Molinaro. They've been very gracious and reached out, and, you know, our team has had a lot of support. It's getting more and more support. And it appears to be growing, and we are very surprised by that. But, you know, it's looking more promising. It's looking more hopeful for our town over the years. It has not been, from what I'm seeing, and part of the reason I'm running, is that there's been a lot of things that go unexplained, and we really want to make some positive changes for our community.
So let's talk about the community of Amenia. I mean, you have a big taxpayer there now in Silo Ridge. You have there's things definitely on the upswing there. I mean, you can't count out the importance of a destination like Four Brothers and their drive-in. So let's talk about what your team and what Amenia Strong really wants to focus in on, and the difference between you and the team you're running against.
Mm-hmm. Well, just to go back on something you just said, and yes, Silo Ridge does pay, I believe, almost 40% of the taxes in Amenia. Collectively, and so they obviously, as you said, are a big tax payer. The Four Brothers and what they're doing in Amenia, and you know, they've been there, I believe, for like 40 years, and continue to be innovative. And driving through Amenia now versus a year ago is very different. And you know, I believe the whole community is in support of what they're doing. I know that the drive-in, for example, as you mentioned, was featured on the Today Show. So it's quite amazing, and we're all so grateful for the Four Brothers and what they're doing.
So now, what's on your agenda that would be first on your agenda if your team is elected?
Well, we're really kind of concerned about the lack of transparency. We're concerned about overspending. The town is doing, and those are probably two of the main issues. I mean, I'm running, you know, and once, you know, we really want to, let me just back up a little bit. We want to focus on reducing town expenses. We're finding that there is unexplained spending, out of control spending. We have to prioritize, you know, support for our small businesses, as the Four Brothers is helping create more small business in Amenia, as you know, on their own. We need our workforce needs to prioritize, for example, I just want to back up here a second. I want people to start working together. I want people to communicate more. I want people to work together and not against each other. This is a thread that I've seen, and as you may or may not know, I grew up in Amenia and lived here my entire life, and my family's here. I have, in the past, seen more division than I like to see in town government, in the community. I think bringing the Armenia Lions Club, for example, does a tremendous amount for the community, which I'm a member of the Armenia Lions Club now. And the Armenia Fire Company does a tremendous amount. And my goal, and I know our team is talking about bringing us more community involvement and bringing us all together to work together for our town.
You know, I'm looking at some of the newspaper clippings and some of the and I know this might sound a little trite to some people, but Armenia has always been known, like in our region, the Tri-State League, Salisbury and Sharon, always been known for their sports participation, especially baseball. And I was amazed to find out that there is not a funded little league in Armenia, because Armenia just has an unbelievable history in baseball.
Well, that is a big problem. I mean, the town eliminated over 37,000 from the recreation and youth programs, and senior programs have lost over 5,000. And there's no plan right now that I'm aware of, or it's been made clear, to bring these programs back. So as far as summer recreation is concerned, you know, several of the surrounding towns have it, but Armenia doesn't. And this is, as you said, you're right. I can think of, well, I played growing up in Armenia, was part of those, played on those teams. So, yeah, this is a real issue. It is a real issue.
And
I agree.
And Armenia right now, this is from an outsider looking in at Armenia right now. Armenia is at really a crossroads because of the tax influx from Silo Ridge. There was an opportunity for Armenia to build from within and expand services for youth and education, and obviously for senior citizens. Is that one of the things you want to take advantage of and funnel the money in different directions? So you save money, but money goes to causes and to projects that help youth and senior citizens and citizens?
Absolutely. Without question.
You know, it's interesting because Armenia is always, I mean, it's just south of Millerton, and now with the railroad and with the rail trail, everything right there, it seems like Armenia's in a real nice position to finally do something like Millerton has done, and also some other towns along the rail trail, which is to take advantage and make Armenia a destination, and also serve its residents. I mean, so obviously you just want to refocus and put energies in different levels, and like you said, open up the transparency and shed a little light on things.
That's correct. And Armenia no longer has to be a pass through town. It doesn't have to be. And it is our goal, I think you used the right word, to make it more of a destination like some of the other surrounding towns. And we have the opportunity to do it.
Well, you know, it's very apparent. I mean, you have a restaurant like Saravan, which is nationally recognized. You have a new business like Tent, which just opened up and picked Armenia simply because of its great location. You've got Four Brothers, what they've done, and you want to attract obviously other businesses and other things that make Armenia more of an incredible place, not only to live but to visit.
That's right.
So is this your first venture into running for office?
This is my first venture into running for a town council in the town of Armenia. I do belong to the Armenia Wastewater Committee, and also I'm an alternate on the Armenia ZBA. So I've been working, you know, in my way into this. I have more time now. My children are older, and so I feel compelled to give back and contribute, as I have with, you know, the Millerton Lions Club, and now I'm in the Armenia Lions Club, 15 years on the Millerton Library Board. So this is something I want to do.
All right. If people want more information, not only on your candidacy, but candidacy of the Armenia Strong Team, where can they get that information?
Well, the best thing to do, I mean, there's a lot in press out there right now in the paper. But as far as, you know, who do you call directly, my number, you know, they can call me. You know, I can give you call Jamie Vitrello, you can call Julie Dorn, either one of us, or all of us, you know, what collectively. But we're open to conversation. But the best number for me to give you, I guess, for myself, if you, do you want my cell number?
Sure.
It's 845-464-9430. And then I can direct, you know, anyone who calls, you know, in the direction that they want to go, of course.
All right. Well, and your election comes up in, what, about a week or so?
June 22nd is the election, and the primary, the Republican primary. It's going to be at the Wasink Firehouse. In Millbrook, though, I believe on Friday, that the early voting has already started, and that'll be running through June 20th, and I believe the hours, well, I know on June 20th, I think it's like 10 to 3, but they, you know, the morning, you know, roughly 9 to 5, those are a real rough number, but the calendar and, you know, when you can early vote is on the Dutchess County website, Board of Elections, so you can go there for early voting details.
All right, Brad, good luck, and thanks for taking the time out of your busy schedule and putting more effort into Armenia, and good luck on the election.
Marshall, we're so grateful and gracious for what you do, and thank you.
All right, take care.
Take care.
Brad Revelard here this morning on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.